All right, all you gluttons for punishment who have returned for segment four of program 12 of The Bigger Picture. And just before we went to break, I was making an analogy between Judges 13 through 16, and specifically, since those verses cover Samson, an analogy between the arrival of Samson on the scene at a time when Israel was in great, it was in its seventh great period of moral declension, these cycles that the nation went through. And God had sent the Philistines against him, and they needed a deliverer, and the angel of the Lord appeared to Samson's mom and said, "You got one on the way, live righteously. He's going to have to live righteously, and he's going to deliver his people." And the rest of the story is how our friend Samson really didn't live up to that, but he was a man who was very much like what we seem to know Donald Trump to be. By that, I mean specifically a man with a mission. I hold that Donald Trump has a divine mission that he was given to us under supernatural circumstances in 2016. I watched it carefully. And in that election, things that were supposed to happen didn't. And those were bad things that were supposed to happen. I believe God himself intervened, and he gave us Donald Trump not so much to be a deliverer, as Samson turned out kind of not to be in his time, but he achieved a very important purpose for America. And that purpose is polarity. I don't care what all these LGBTQXYZ alphabet folks believe and the other pantheist and subjective thinkers and Marxist feminists believe. We live in a binary world. There's black and white. There's good and evil. There's up the down. And there's no gradational, as we like to think now about gender. What's your pronoun? You're either a man or you're a woman. And if you don't like my saying that, well, then go cancel yourself. Because it's the way it's been. That's what the lesson of history and biology teach us. But anyway, in this binary world that we live in, Donald Trump has forced us to decide what camp we're in. Now think about it. If you really hate Trump, who are the people around you that are cheering you on? Are these the great moral thinkers? No, they say they are, and the globalists will virtue signal that they are, but if you look at their track record, they're nothing more than iconoclastic individuals, open rebels, dwellers and lovers of chaos. And then there's the other camp, those who understand authority and rule of law. And to some extent, at least, love the Creator God of the universe, if at least they're not moral people who understand that faith, family, and what a man does to feed his family, free enterprise, is the backbone of every great culture. Donald Trump polarized America, and in this case, it was good. We needed to see how evil the deep state was. We needed to see how evil, unspeakably evil, the Democrat Party is, how irrational it is for any black pastor to stand in the pulpit and support the Democrat cause when the very core of God's plan for this earth is on human replication and raising a child in the fear and admonition of the Lord. The Democrats stand absolutely against that, and we have black preachers in the pulpit furthering the cause of the Democrat Party. They're evil beyond words, as are the rhinos that are part of it. But back to what Trump did. He made us understand the evil that's here. And we could, he shone a spotlight on those who were seeking literally to destroy this America. Well, what did Samson do? How do I make this analogy between Samson and Donald Trump? Well, Samson couldn't cut his hair, he couldn't drink wine, et cetera, et cetera. And guess what? Donald Trump has done all the things that he really shouldn't do. For the Christian community, consider him a righteous man. We, some of my strongest Christian friends, like to love to bash Trump. What do you can't vote for that man? He's not a Christian, man. He chases women. He does all these bad things. Yeah, I guess he did. But so did Samson do some pretty awful things. Well, here's the point. Samson by himself tore down the institutions of the Philistines. He tied the tails of two or three foxes together, put a firebrand in the tails, and then cut them loose in the fields of the Philistines and burned up all the crops. Well, because his Philistine wife had done some bad things and her Philistine brothers had made Samson mad. Not a good thing when you're as strong as Samson is. And so they decided to come up and to take Samson captive. And the Israelites saw them coming and said, what are you guys here for? You got your army with you. You look like you're about to attack us. And they said, yeah, we're going to beat the snot out of you. But really, we're here just to bind Samson and haul him off. Oh, really? Well, no need to beat up on us. We'll just tie him up and give him to you. How about that? Okay, I'm being a little bit silly, but do you understand that after doing great harm to the enemies of Samson and therefore the enemies of Israel, Israel turned around and surrendered their champion to the Philistines. Gave him to the Philistines to do whatever their hellish minds wanted to. Come back for segment four. We're going to go deeper into this because Samson and Trump, very similar. See you at segment four.